Russia is letting China and India and Turkey, you know, buy, you know, oil and gas, natural resources. I mean, Russia is directly selling gas and oil to Europe through a pipeline that goes through Ukraine.
Yeah, and I've never been able to conclusively understand why so much of Ukraine's critical infrastructure has been left untouched. I mean, even for God's sakes, like the TV stations, like for God's sakes, you should at least knock out the propaganda telling these people that they should go fight and kill for Zelensky, but they didn't touch that. And I don't know, maybe you have an explanation for it. The only one I can come up with in my head is that some oligarch probably owns it and he probably paid Moscow not to.
Well,
do it.
I mean, the TV stations are very much secondary, bro. I mean, the big question is railroad bridges in Ukraine across the Dnieper, of which there's 12, and of which probably 90% or at least 80% of all the military materiel that comes to Donbass goes across the Dnieper on those railroad bridges. And there's 12 of them, and they are absolutely, I mean, and somebody asked Putin directly the question, how come we haven't blown up the railroad bridges recently? And Putin said, because we can't. And it's not because they're super hardened, you know, bomb-proof bridges at all. And he didn't explain why they couldn't, but I've looked at those bridges. I was a combat engineer in the U.S. Army. I'm a trained demolition specialist, bro. My specialty was blowing up roads and bridges and buildings and fortifications and building them too, you know. So I wrote an article maybe a couple months ago. It was posted in the Greenville Post and a couple other places, I think. But, you know, I said, look, you know, there's 12 bridges. You know, the fact that they haven't been blown is causing death to the people in Donbass, the citizens and the soldiers. And, you know, and then I came across an interesting article, $700 million a month of Russian products goes to Europe every month through Ukraine on the railroads. And, you know, and look, it's like this, man. And this is like the nicest way I can put it. There are oligarchs, very rich, very powerful oligarchs in Russia who are traitors to the Russian Federation and the Russian people, who don't care if everybody in Russia and everybody in Donbass dies. They're making big, big money off of this war. And that, I mean, that's a simple fact. And I'm not saying that Putin is one of them. And I'm not saying that Putin is controlled by them, but I am saying that it's quite clear, the facts are obvious, that he does not control them, and that they are the ones that are calling the shots on whether those bridges get blown up or not. And they're not, you know, so